Matthew chapter 3. In those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yeshua, make his path straight." And the same John had his clothing of camel's hair, and a leather girdle about his loins, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region about the Jordan went out to him, and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, "O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bring forth fruits suitable for repentance. And do not think to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham for our father,' for I say to you, that Elohim is able of these stones to raise up children to Abraham. And now the axe is also laid to the root of the trees, therefore every tree which does not bring forth good fruit is hewn down, and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water for repentance, but he who comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse his floor, and gather his wheat into the granary, but he will burn the chaff with unquenchable fire." Then Yeshua from Galilee comes to the Jordan to John, to be baptized by him. But John forbade him, saying, "I have need to be baptized by you, and you come to me?" And Yeshua answering said to him, "Allow it to be so now, for thus it is suitable for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. And Yeshua, when he was baptized, went up immediately out of the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of Elohim descending like a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.